Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization that is dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible to everyone. Alhamdulillah, Qalam has been able to serve so many people all across the world in so many ways. And now, Qalam has the opportunity and the ability to take its work to the next level. Qalam now has the ability to expand its offerings to people all across the world in so many different ways. Qalam is acquiring a campus, a home, where we can continue to do the work that we do and in fact increase what we do. But we need your help, we need your support to make that dream a reality. Go to QalamCampus.com and donate generously. Every single person listening to this podcast, benefiting from Qalam, I need you to go there and donate and share that link far and wide. And let's all of us come together, invest into our sadaqah jariyah, and take this work to the next level. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now enjoy the podcast.
Innal hamdulillah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه The Rasul صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم In a very sound narration he said يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه That every single one of us will be resurrected upon what we die upon, on how we die. Normally it is understood that what this means is at the moment of my death, when the angels come to take my soul, whatever I'm doing, if I'm praying, if I'm reading Quran, if I'm on Netflix, whatever I'm doing, that's the way I'm going to be resurrected, and that is correct. But there's something deeper that is being taught to us in this hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his Ihya al-Umadeen, he says, watch your thoughts. Watch your khatarat, your thoughts, the things that you allow your mind to think on. He says, watch your thoughts because your thoughts will become your desires undoubtedly. You allow yourself to think on something, you keep thinking about that Tesla, before you know it, you're gonna really want one. And then Imam Ghazali says, but it goes even further. He says, and then watch your desires. When you find your heart desiring something, watch that. Notice it. Why? Because he says, because your desires become actions. Now this is profound because all of us know that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, we stand before Allah and we are judged based on our actions. Did you have righteous actions? Or did you have unrighteous actions? Imam Ghazali says, he's teaching us something. He says, don't start with the fruit of the tree. Start with the root of the tree. And the root of the tree, Imam Ghazali teaches us, is that you must be conscious of what you allow yourself to think about. But that's not my topic for today. Watching our thoughts. Albeit that deserves a khutbah on its own. What we allow ourselves to think about when we're driving down 161. What are we just thinking about? Is it righteousness? Is it goodness? Is it how can I do more khair for my family? How can I help my son on his deen? How can I help my daughter emotionally on her deen? How can I help my wife? No, what are we thinking about? Or is it just about stacking more? It's not my talk today. My talk is actually the next part of Imam Ghazali's statement. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, after he says, watch your desires because they become actions, Imam Ghazali then goes forward, he says, and then watch your actions because they become habits. They become habits. And that is what I want to talk about today. The habits that we have allowed ourselves to build. Because habits inhibit or push you forward. Imam Ghazali then finishes this quote off and he says, watch your habits because they become your life. We have a tendency, brothers and sisters, to look at actions in isolation. Until I mention this narration of Imam Ghazali, you may have thought, you know, my actions are isolated. I did this one thing, but it wasn't connected to yesterday. It wasn't connected to last week. It wasn't connected to last month. I did this action right now. That's all I did. This action was done in isolation. This is the furthest from the truth. There's a saying in Arabic, Al-Kidhib Yajurru Al-Kidhib. Al-Kidhib Yajurru Al-Kidhib. It means that one lie pulls the next lie. It means that one action is connected to the next action. And subhanAllah, you know, the scholars, they say something amazing. How do you know a good action is accepted? You give some sadaqah for the masjid. You give some sadaqah to a family member. You do some righteous deed. How do you know an action is accepted? You read some Quran last night. How do you know it's accepted? The scholars say the way you know it's accepted is Allah gives you tawfiq to do it again. Allahu Akbar. The jaza, the reward of the good deed is the next good deed. Is the next good deed. Now you may say, whoa, no. I don't want the next good deed. I just want the reward. Shaykh, no. I want the reward. And now you haven't understood the first hadith I began with. The hadith that we began with today is every one of us will be resurrected the way we die. And you will only understand this hadith when you understand that your actions create habits and your habits create your life. On your deathbed, you will resort back to what you did your whole life. That's it. If your whole life was hisabat, on your deathbed, hisabat. That's it. If your whole life was qira'atul Qur'an, tasbih, glorification of Allah, on your deathbed, that's what comes out naturally. I remember when I first converted two decades ago, way back. I remember the hadith that the angels will come when a person dies and the angels will say, you know, who is your Lord? What is your religion? And what do you say about Muhammad? And I used to think to myself, well, if I know the cheat code already, it's an easy test. I already know the answers. And I remember my sheikh teaching me, he said, no, you don't understand. At that moment, the qalb speaks now. The heart speaks, not the lisan. The lisan, the tongue, lies. The heart can only speak the truth, and the heart will only speak the reality that it knew its whole life. So if your heart recognized Allah, when the angels ask, the heart will reply right away, my Lord is Allah. Only the heart speaks at that moment. So if you want to answer the questions right on that moment, today's khutbah is about cultivating within ourselves the correct habits because those habits make our lives. So what did I say? I said that every good deed, the reward for that good deed is the next good deed you get tawfiq for. Now the problem with that equation is that the opposite is true too. You know what the punishment for one sin is? You do it again tomorrow. And then the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day. And each time you do it, here's the psychological conundrum. Every time you do that sin, you look at it as an isolated incident, don't you? You look at it as an isolated incident. Someone asks you, how much Netflix you watch a week? Yeah, every now and then, once a week. Your wife's like, yeah, look at this dude. Because she sees your reality. She sees the reality. So this concept is deep for us. What we're learning from this is not to now isolate our actions, but rather understand that every action is intrinsically connected to the next action or the previous action. And I'm going to support this now with the hadith, so it's not just from me. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in this hadith, it's a long hadith, but there's one part that is particularly pertinent to the discussion we're having today. He says, alaykum bis-sidiq, starting with a very simple, good, righteous aspect, truthfulness. Alaykum bis-sidiq, hold on to truthfulness, be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدِقْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِ. Siddiq will guide you, as we said before, one good deed leading you to the next. As siddiq, truthfulness, will guide you to righteousness. وَالْبِرْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And righteousness guides you to Jannah. Common sense. But look what the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says next. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلْ يَصْدُقُ. وَمَا يَزَالُ. مَا يَزَالُ in Arabic means to continuously do something. To continuously do. Over and over and over and over. The Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلْ يَصْدُقُ. وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدِقُ. A person will continuously speak the truth. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. Until that person in the sight of God is considered a truthful person. One truthful moment after the next truthful moment after the next truthful moment after the next truthful moment, all of a sudden now you in the sight of God are looked at as Siddiq. You are a truthful man or woman. But it was one after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next. Now here, if this sounds as if it's difficult, understand this. It's harder to break a habit than to continue a habit. You know they say the hardest part about running every day is putting your shoes on? Right? The hardest part about running, you know, you see people running, like, why are you running? It's hot. They say the hardest part is putting your shoes on. The hardest part about the action is starting the action. Now that goes for good deeds and bad deeds as well. And that's why Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes in his book, Ad-Dawa wa-Dawa. He writes in this book about how to cure yourself from sins. The very first thing he says, first and foremost, don't let the sin start. Don't plant the seed. I don't know if anyone here is a gardener, but I got a little bit of a green thumb. And I'll tell you this much. When the roots set to a tree, it's tough, man. Can't get that out. If you don't want that tree, the moment you see it sprout, the moment you see that weed or whatever it is sprout, you better pull it out. You better yank it out. Why? Because if you let it sit, you let that rainwater come, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. Before you know it, you have this huge tree. Wow, how did this get here? Now you got to call people to cut it down. The stump, they can't even pull it out. Starts to hit your foundation. All of these problems do because you didn't stop it when it first started. But the opposite is true too. And that's what I want us to focus on, positivity. Today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity. If you want to be resurrected on Yawm al-Qiyamah as someone who used to read Quran, when the angels say, who is this person? They say, this is Abdullah, this is Abdul Mateen, this is Abdul Rahman, this is Hashim. He used to recite Quran. Just start today. Just start today. Once you start the habit, the tree grows. And you know the beautiful thing about us psychologically is once you get habituated to something, even if you don't start it in the beginning, you start to miss it if you don't do it. Ask people, you know, kahwa, in the beginning, everyone knows who here liked the taste of coffee when they first tasted it. Majnoon anta. You're lying if you say you liked coffee the first time you tasted it. Maybe a few of us. The first of us, we put so much cream and sugar in it, it wasn't even coffee anymore. But now, every morning, what happens? Right after Fajr, you go press that espresso. Let me get one of those. The point I'm trying to make here is we have control over our own habits. We have control over what we have become habituated to. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he continues in this narration, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكِذِبْ, be careful of lying. فَإِنَّ الْكِذِبْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, again, one sin leads to the next. Al-kidhib, lying, will lead to actions of indecency. Wal-fujur yahdi ila nar, and indecency will lead you to the fire. Wa ma yazalu rajul yakdhib, a person will keep lying, one small lie after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next. Hatta yuktab indallah kadhabin, until a person is written in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. For those who came a little late, I began this lecture by saying Imam Ghazali rahimahullah teaches us, watch your thoughts because your thoughts become desires. Watch your desires because your desires become actions. And watch your actions because your actions become your habits, and whatever you're habituated to, that becomes your life. Whatever you found yourself doing today, assume you're going to do that tomorrow, and that's how you'll be resurrected, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Now, I don't know about you, but today, up till now, wasn't the best day that I would want to be presented on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I've had a lot of better days than today. But it ain't over. It ain't over. I want to be resurrected having read Quran every day. I got time left. I want to be resurrected having given some sadaqah, some charity every day. I got time left. Don't think about next week. Just realize I need a victory today. And I guarantee you, if you just look at today as a victory of righteousness, I promise you, the reward for today's righteousness will be that Allah allows you righteousness tomorrow. And this is how we will be resurrected on the day of judgment, having done a deed consistently. I'm going to end with this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, what is the best good deed? What is the best act of righteousness? The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, adawamuha wa in qalla, the one that is done repeatedly, wa in qalla, even if it's so small. Why? Because that becomes who you are. Remember this, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call us by groups. Where are the people of fasting? Where are the people of Quran? Where are the people of charity? Start building righteous habits today. May Allah give us tawfiq. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله إن شاء الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. It is said in an Arabic saying, من شب على شيء شاب عليه. من شب على شيء شاب عليه. Whoever gets accustomed to something when they're young, شاب عليه, they grow up upon that as well. As I mentioned before, I have a little bit of a green thumb. And if you're planting a tree that you actually want to grow and you want it to grow a certain way, when it's very young and the branches are very small and thin, you can bend that tree however you want it to bend. You put a little wire around it, it stays that way. And after a while, after some years, it will stay in that form. You can take the wire off, but it will never change. But if you take a mature tree, try to bend it, you'll break branches. من شب على شيء شاب عليه. What this saying teaches us is for all of us that have younger children, and I'm speaking to myself, sometimes we notice something when they're little For those of you who know me, I have little Qasim, who's I think five, somewhere around there. And sometimes I'll see some type of akhlaq or attitude thing, and I think to myself, I'll deal with it later. I'm sure all of you with experience will tell me, there's no later, deal with it right now. Help that young boy right now. I think it's important for us to understand that whatever we allow ourselves to become habituated to, we are like that child. If you notice a problem in your akhlaq today, change it today. Address it today. But Shaykh, I don't know how long I'm going to live. Guess what? It doesn't matter. As you know, there was a man who killed 99 people. 99. He didn't know how long he would live more. But he realized he had to change. He made the initiative to change. And this is the rahmah of God. This is the mercy of God. That the change doesn't even have to actually take place. But your intention to change is all that God looks at. Look at that mercy. Your intention to change is all that God wants from you. Abdullah, do you want to change? Muhammad, do you want to change? This man killed 99. You all know the hadith. This man killed 99 people. He wanted to change. He made the steps towards change. And he died right there on the spot. The angels don't know what to do with him. The angels are confused. This was a horrible guy. The angels of Rahman, I mean, he changed. And then the mercy of God comes in and says, do you see what this man was going to? So any of anyone in this room who's listening to this khutbah about habits and you're habituated to something that you hate in your life, don't worry about 20 years from now. Just make the intention to change today. Who knows? Tomorrow might be the day we meet Allah. And you change just in time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم واللهم عن جميع أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية الستة من الأشرة المبشرة وعن أهل بيت نبيك أجمعين وعنا معهم بفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك يا واسع المغفرة عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.